Good morning, good
Max
afternoon, good evening.
Power.
This is Don't Be So Sensitive with Joey Max Power. I'm Max Power here with my co-host.
Joey, what's up, motherfuckers?
So this is a little special episode. We're doing this one basically on by ear, basically. Joey is actually, well, tell you what, okay, Joey, why don't you explain the new venture you just entered?
All right, so I got a new job. Something new, right? Every
Every fucking
fucking
week.
every 2 months, I got a new fucking job. But yeah, I got a new fucking job, and I work at a fucking hotel now, and I work overnight. It's pretty fucking cool. And right now I'm fucking the night auditor. So like, I work from fucking 4 to 12, and then from fucking 12 to 7, I'm on call. So I can't really like go to sleep or anything. So like, yeah, I'm pretty much, I live, eat, sleep, and hold it.
No shit.
Eat and live, eat, sleep, and fucking whatever the hotel and shit. And yeah, it's been interesting. I've only been here a week, and we've had 4 cars broken into.
Damn.
We've had 8 fucking false fire alarms. The fire department came every time. Somebody actually hit our building the day before yesterday with
Yeah,
the fucking with
you
the
saw.
car.
You showed me the before picture and the after picture, man. The before picture, I was like, whoa! I
Yeah, they fucked it up, and well, the fire department came out, and it's the same fuckers that's been coming like all fucking week. And I was like, well, at least it's an emergency this time. And they were like,
They probably already know
yeah.
they probably know your phone number when it comes in on the caller ID and shit. It's like, oh, it's the hotel
Nah,
again.
like, yeah, when they see us, they're like, fuck, they call us. They have our numbers now.
Yeah, of course.
Like, depending on who's working or who's whatever, like, they have our phone number, our personal
And took numbers,
numbers.
yeah.
So when
Yeah.
the
So they
alarm
can
goes
talk to you,
off,
hey,
they fucking call
is
us,
it legit
and
or
they're
is it
like,
false alarm? Is it cool? Like, do you need us to go out
oh,
there?
yeah, because like our system tells us what room, where exactly, what alarm went off and shit. So we go and check it out. It's always somebody, because we have, it's an extended stay, so we have like a little kitchen area or whatever, and people cook, and they're always like burning something or
Yeah,
whatever and
that
shit.
happens.
So
Yeah.
it's always that, or what is it? Well, we have a bad sensor somewhere, so that one's the one that keeps going off and shit. And yeah, it's fucking funny. And yeah, so the fire department calls us. They're like, you checked it out. We're like, yeah, we did it. And then we're like, it's okay. And they're like, all right. But they did tell us the last time that they came, that if we don't get it fixed, that we're gonna start getting fined.
Oh shit! But no, basically, my back though, because yeah, because they have to do that because every time the fire department answers a call, especially if, like they actually go out there like in the truck and everything, it's like a shitload of money, man. Like I used to know, like, Kenny probably knows. He used to be a firefighter, but yeah, the city gets charged a fee every time they answer a call, so it's like tax dollars. Now here's the crazy thing about that though. Is it, since we talked about this already in the show, isn't that funny how they're charging you a fine to do their job? Why are you got
Well,
wait,
I mean, it's like the call, the what is it, the cry wolf kind of thing, you know? It's you're wasting valuable resources and shit. I mean, if it's
I
not an emergency.
see, and I get that. I get that. I do understand that. Don't get me wrong. It is waste resources because they do the same thing with cops too. You know, and ambulances, you know, but at the same time though, it's kind of like, okay, but I mean, like, where's that money going when there's not a fire going on? Because you're still getting paid one way or the other. And again, not to condemn any first responders out there, by the way. I have several friends that are first responders. Matter of respect to all of you, by the way. I'm not trying to
No.
condescend. I'm not talking about you guys. You guys are doing your job. You women, sorry, you people are doing your job. And I have mad respect for you guys. You're risking your lives out there doing the fucking stressful shit that y'all do. I'm talking about the people, your employers. I'm talking about the people that pay you guys. I'm not talking about your bosses. I'm talking about your employers, the fuckers that run this fucking country and take a little bit off the top every single time you get paid. That's who I'm talking about. You know, it's like because if you think about it, what it really comes down to is that yes, you know, whatever the fuck, the our taxes don't go up when they answer a false alarm. They still get paid the still the same rate regardless. But being that they're wasting resources, quote unquote, that gives them an opportunity to charge us just a little bit more. You know why? Because like I said in the past, every single time you spend even a fucking penny, the government gets a piece. That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it is. It's bullshit, dude. They don't need to charge you a fine to fucking have the fire department do their goddamn job. Oh, it's because you waste your resources. No. You just want a little bit extra. That's all it is. You want an excuse to charge us just a little bit more. I used to work at Ticketmaster. Oh, my God. The fucking...
Ticketmaster is the worst,
dude, right? It is terrible. Dude, the fees that they tap on there, it blows you in my mind, dude. I'm not going to lie, dude. Okay. Before we get into this, I'm going to write this down. Hold on. Where's my pen? I'm gonna write this down because I wanna remember this. I wanna talk about Ticketmaster. But first, I wanna address this issue first of all, before we get too far into the show. Ticketmaster, Pee Wee Herman. Believe it or not, there's a story behind that. In a minute we'll do story time, but for right now, I need to fucking blow this bitch up. Okay. Because though you might even joke, man, this fucking cunt. Hold on, my dad got me a tactical pen. It's fucking awesome, man. It's a flashlight. It's a fucking flashlight with a fucking window breaker, and it's an actual pen. I was looking at the instructions here, and I took it apart. I was like, oh shit, it's an actual pen. Like you can actually write with this motherfucker.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
Oh, cool.
But you're getting a little windy out there. You good?
Do it again.
All right. Wait till you get out of the wind.
All right. That's what it was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Now, real quick, I'm going to see if I can pull up her name. Because although, as stated in the past, the one rule that we have is we don't talk shit about anybody by actual name. I can say this person's name because we're not friends, and I'm not saying anything good about her. Let me see. Oh, here we go. Okay. Nicole Lamel, I'm guessing. NicoleLemelle. For everybody out there, if you support our show, do me a favor, a personal favor. This is just for me. Do me a favor and go check out our page. Matter of fact, I'll even, if you comment below, if you comment on this post, on this episode, I will actually send you the link to her broadcast. Because although I do not support her, I will admit, she's got a nice body. For those that don't know, she does a naked podcast. And here's the crazy thing about it, she doesn't actually do anything except dancing around naked. So it's basically like watching a free strip show, pretty much. And some of y'all think I'm joking. Shit, man, I'll pull it up right now. Fucking Charles sent me the link. And I was like, oh, shit, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I saw Charles dropped a bunch of links.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I say a bunch, but, like, it was only, like, three, but still, that's still a lot.
No, it is.
Like,
no,
to have three links.
I didn't even see that. I gotta go look.
Associated with that.
I gotta go look then. Yeah, because he sent me one directly, and I looked it up, and I was like, oh, that's her? And I was like, well, first thing I thought, I was like, okay, she's pretty hot. But at the same time, I'm going, okay, the show's called Naked Intelligence. Where's the intelligence part? Because right now, all I'm seeing is naked. You know, and again, I'm not complaining. I mean, she does look good, you know. But at the same time, though, I was like, okay, what's the point of your show, though, besides just you fucking showing off your body? Like, I get it. You're getting a lot of attention from a lot of perverts out there. But past that, I really don't see much of a point to this. You know, I mean, porn is free. I don't know the last time I checked. But, you know, there you go. But here's what happened, though, for those that don't know. And I'm probably curious why the fuck I'm talking about this stupid cunt. One point, okay, now how did it start though? Didn't she say something to you or something? Or she spoke? Oh, no, I remember now. It was the meme.
Me, I'm always, because I follow a bunch of pages, even pages that don't even kind of pertain to me, just because of, like, I just follow them because of the memes and stuff. And I shared one that said, you know, something about women on vacation.
Women are traveling more.
You know, how come there's more women on vacation than men in this and that? And someone, there was a comment attached to it, and it said child support. And you had commented about you know, your baby's mother taking a cruise.
Yeah.
And then she posted her own two cents about it, like, you know, you think that we live this lavish life or whatever off of child support, and then she started asking how much you pay and da 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 da. And yeah, like, I was laughing because, like, I don't even have kids. Fuck you. I shared that post because I thought it was funny.
That was funny. It was like, a joke. It was just a joke.
I don't even fucking have kids, dude. It was a fucking joke. Yeah, man.
See, okay, no, here's the thing. No, okay. That's how I saw it. Because, again, the same thing. I thought it was funny. And I saw an opportunity to add to it. I was like, yeah, you know, well, my ex took a cruise. You know, okay. For the record.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
It was meant to be a joke. Because for the record, okay, this goes out to the audience. Because Jordy knows. I mean, I'm pretty sure you heard the explanation by now. Like, for the record, my ex actually did take a cruise at some point, you know, in the time that, like, you know, we haven't been talking, and yes, you know, she did take my daughter with her, blah, 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 right? That's beside the point, though, because in actuality, during that time period, I actually wasn't paying child support. So, again, I was just fucking bullshitting, dude. It really, really, literally was just a joke, okay?
Yeah.
You know? But what got to me was the way she went about it. She's like, well, what does she do? How much do you pay? Blah, blah, blah. And so I, like,
you gotta bend out of shape about it.
Yeah, and it was like personal questions too. And I was like, okay, first of all, it was a joke. And second of all, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, why are you getting all fucking personal about it? Like, what the hell, man? Like, calm down, dude. Like, seriously. So yeah. I took it upon myself, you know, to, like, you know, I was gonna give her some shit. I went to her page to comment some shit. On what she was posting up, right? Because I looked at her page, and it was always just this, like, angry fucking misandrist. But those that don't know, misandrist is the person that hates men with no reason at all. Because that's what she is. She's a man hater. And you think I'm exaggerating? No, dude. Anybody looking, start listening. Go to her page.
If you follow her, she does have posts.
Dude, all it is.
I've actually been following her for a while already, yeah, it's a lot of it is that.
Yeah, it's
always... is her talking about men, and then when men come at her, you know, because what she does, you know, she does do a naked show. She puts them out there, you know, like, hey, this guy messaged me this and that, and this guy whatever his dick, and it's like, well, you're always with your tits out. Like, I don't know. It's just. You work in an you do something, you know, and there's going to be a response. You know what I mean? If you work in the sexual industry, there's going to be a sexual response.
And
she throws all the guys out there, and she puts their shit out there, and, you know, like, this guy is a creep and this and that. But it's like,
and to me, like, okay, there's a word for that. For those listening, that's just a fucking poser. She's fake. She puts herself out there as if, you know, she's like, you know, like trying to say that she's, like, empowering herself as a woman, you know, fucking being, you know, like, naked on the camera, whatever the fuck, right? Which, by the way, I'm not condescending that action. What I'm condescending is the fact that she does that and then, like you said, attacks every guy that comes at her with a fucking dick pic. And it's like, well, sweetheart, what do you expect? You know what I'm saying? But besides that, though, she makes it a point to attack guys for literally every opportunity she has, period. Because she started, you know, like, I posted up screenshots of the conversation we were having, because she was giving me shit, and I was like, well, why don't you, like, I said, well, you haven't given me a decent rebuttal yet, and I kept on, and I started posting it up on our group page, and I posted it up on my personal page and the group page, and I was tagging her in it, because God bless fucking Facebook for letting you tag people that are not even your friends, but it let me do that. Well, what I'd forgotten was that she lives in San Antonio, which means we know some of the same people.
Yeah, we all have mutual friends.
Yeah, so when I was tagging her, at one point I got a notification. A couple of people that I know from downtown saw the post, and I was like, oh, we run in the same circle. She doesn't realize that I'm a fucking river rat. Holy shit, this just got interesting. So then I continued to egg it on, and I started posting up more fucking of the conversation, because here's the thing. One, she's a liar, because she said, my page is set to private, you can't comment unless you're a friend. Now she's right about that. I cannot comment unless I'm a friend, but her page is not set to private. It's set to fucking public, you just can't comment unless you're a friend. You know why? Because she wants you to be able to see her shit. Get pissed off and have the opportunity to do something stupid. And then for her to get pissed off and throw you under the bus. That's what she did. She tried to fucking, like slander me, which is bullshit. She called me a bully ass. I read her post. She tried to call me a bully.
The thing is, like, I saw the screenshots that she posted, and I read, like, the comments. You know, I went through all the threads of all the things, and she was only posting what you were saying.
Yeah.
Or what Kenny was saying, and at that she thought you that she thought Kenny was.
Kenny was me. Mm-hmm. She got him. He's in Facebook jail till like till I think like fucking Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So and at that she went on her thing, talking about that you were using several profiles to harass her.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I have not, dude. Like, I have one profile only. I used to have like three because I kept on getting put in Facebook jail, but now
I just had the one. Max Power. There was all sorts of them. Yeah, Max Power. There was the Loki. There was a few of them.
Yes, no, I just have the one. It's like, nah, dude. Like Kenny hit me up. Hey, this bitch fucking put me in Facebook jail. And I was like, what for? What? He goes, she thought it was you. I think it was fucking. You know, I called her because she posted something up stating, oh, is that why you called me a bitch? And I was like, first of all, I'm very specific with my words. Don't accuse me of something I didn't say, because I did not call you a bitch. If I did, it was because I meant it. But I know myself, I didn't call you a bitch unless I absolutely meant it. And then I saw the post. That was before Kenny had messaged me. He told me that he got put in Facebook jail, and I was like, oh, you thought I was fucking Kenny. Son of a... I was like, God damn it, dude. And I didn't know what to be more mad about. I was like, the fact that she was being so stupid, or the fact that she put Kenny in fucking Facebook jail.
Yeah,
you know, it was like
she got put in a whatever.
Oh, she did.
She has two profiles.
Okay, that's why because when I tried to contact her on that page, I noticed she wasn't getting the messages. But yeah. Then she responded back with her other page. So I'm thinking Kenny reported her, because I think he told me he was. I think he was gonna report her for being a bully because he got him put in Facebook jail. So he went to his other account.
Because what happened is she got mad because he said bitch. And she put, I think, B word, or she put something.
Yeah.
And she got in trouble too.
Ah, badass.
She got in trouble, and he didn't get in trouble, so she got mad, so she reported him. And yeah, some shit like that.
That's fucking funny, dude.
I've been fucking like, reading the threads and the like, fucking okay. watching the stories.
Like you,
I've just been laughing my ass off.
Like, you hear how childish this is. This is so stupid.
Yes. And how like out there it got, and like how this person is just using all of this to
get attention.
You know, yeah. And like, and telling it like a story, like it's like, oh, you know,
they were harassing me.
No, it wasn't as big as it was made out to be.
It was a fucking joke about fucking child support that I don't even fucking apply to. It was a joke. It was a fucking joke.
Yep.
It's like, goddamn.
And then she's trying to say that, like, you know, if we talk about it, you know, or whatever, you know, if we have a sit down and talk, or if we whatever.
Dude, I was being so respectful and saying, like,
we can resolve this, but she didn't even give me that chance, because I was reading. You're like, hey, let's talk, let's whatever, and no, she never addressed it. She would just say something else. And then say something else and call you like a misogynist, or say that you have emotional problems, or that you're secretly a fucking fag or some shit like that. You know, that's what she does.
Now
she deflects everything.
I'm gonna touch one final point, and then we're gonna move on. But again, I want to make sure we talk about this as much as I can, because I'm gonna be posting up little snippets of this conversation on my TikTok, so people can get an idea of what this little cunt is.
And then also the main thing that I was whatever was, she was saying that it was you're small time and you're just trying to get free advertisement for your podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all it was just whatever. And then on some of her comment threads where people were saying, yeah, just people trying to get clout and clout chasers and little whatevers that just trying to, yeah. People just talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like,
you
only saw everything.
Oh, yeah. It's like fucking CNN, man. It's like you're only seeing what they want you to see. Yeah. Fox News. Here's the thing that really got to me, though. And I talked to some people about this and other people that actually witnessed my side. Because I showed the whole thread, not just the parts that she wanted people to see. And I took him down. After the next day, I took him down. I was like, eh. I was already over it. But... I already said that I was going to address it. Here's the part that really got to me, and got to a lot of other people too, was when she brought my daughter into the picture. That's one thing you don't do, folks. Okay, for the most of you all already know this, whether you have kids or not, you don't fucking talk about people's family. Or especially not their fucking kids, period. Regardless of what the relationship is, regardless of who you know about this person or what you know about this person, what they did to you, you do not talk about anybody's fucking kids. You never even touch them. You can talk about somebody's wife, their mother, but you do not touch the kids. Just leave it alone. Literally and figuratively, don't touch the fucking kids. Okay? Because what happens is that triggers people, man. Ray likes to fuck with me on a regular basis about my daughter. But the reason I let it slide is because it's one, it's Ray, and two, he's doing it just to fucking push my buttons. That's what he does. Yeah. You know, I let him get away with it, and I told him too the other day, you know, he's like, oh, I love how like so easy it is to trigger you. I said, Ray, I love how it's so easy for you to think that you're triggering me, in actuality I'm just humoring you because you're my friend. It's the truth. Dude, I have no fucking, I have very thick skin. I do. Now,
yeah.
That's why I say, you know, like when you bring up my daughter, I lose my shit. But Ray is the exception because I know that Ray is doing it straight up on purpose just to piss me off. So I pretend to actually get mad, but I'm not really pissed off because I know he's just fucking around just to fuck with me. What this little cunt did, though, she started making comments like, and you have a daughter, and I feel sorry for you, for her, I'll pray for you and her, and all that. Shit like that was really got to me. I was like, okay, first of all, you stupid cunt, you don't know the relationship I have with my daughter. Second of all, why the fuck are you even bringing her up in this conversation in the first place? Okay, I brought up the, yes, I have a daughter under the assumption because we're talking about child support, but I get to bring her up, and that's it. You don't get to make comments like that and then pretend that like it's going to be A-okay afterwards. No, dude, that's not cool, man. And then the friends that I have that are also parents, dude, they were like, what the fuck? Did she say that? He's like, yeah. I was like, dude, what the fuck, man? Where's she at? My friend, dude, Mel fucking lost her shit, dude.
Yeah. Dude. Well, you know, in the middle of like the whole thing, because like I told you, I follow her, and with all this stuff, it's been drama, you know. So yeah. It's like watching a fucking whatever shit. And in the middle of her little whatever's talking about like you and Kenny supposedly harassing her and shit. She went on to a little story about like that's why she doesn't post her son on social media, because somebody whatever, and they made videos about her and her son and this and that and whatever, and it was like nobody was talking about your son.
Yeah.
Nobody talked about your kids. Nobody mentioned your kids at all.
I didn't even know, like, she had a kid.
Why are you
that?
Whatever about somebody else's kids? And then now you're like they were talking about yours. They never brought up your kids. Nobody talked about your kids. You're the one talking about people's kids. And now you're trying to bring up shit like somebody was talking about your kids.
No, my friend,
happened in the past. This is a totally different situation, a different story, different whatever. And you're trying to relate it like this is what's happening here. And this isn't what's happening here. And what happened was you're talking about somebody else's fucking kids.
And it's crazy. That's actually what I said too. Because when she made that comment about her son, first of all, the first thing I thought was like, whoa, wait a minute. First of all, I didn't even know you had a son. We're not talking about that at all. Second of all, like, what does that have to do with anything? Like, what the fuck? Like, dude, like, I'm talking about the fact that you brought up my daughter, period. That's why I'm like, hey, whoa, like, don't fucking bring that shit up, dude. This is between you and me, man. Like, I'm not trying to cross any lines here. But you know, but. That's really all I want to say about that. Like I said, you know, one more time just to the audience, if you want to look this stupid cunt up, because like I said, you know, like Nicole Lamelle, NicoleLemelle. Nicole Lamelle, I want you to know, first and foremost, I actually tried very sincerely to be your friend and maybe actually help each other out, seeing that, you know, you're an influencer as well. Maybe we can, you know, kind of, you know, you know, kind of help each other out, you know, people helping people. But now that I find out that you're a stupid fucking cunt, I want you to know that you can go fuck yourself literally and figuratively, and I hope you don't enjoy it. Seriously, because you know what? Fuck you, man. First of all, again, one more time, if you ever get into a dispute with anybody, this is just me being nice as a courtesy, do not bring up anybody's fucking kids, you stupid bitch. Because let me tell you something right now, you're a local celebrity. People can fucking find you, and they will fuck your shit up, dude. What the fuck is wrong with you? We do not use names on our show. You know why? Because we're not stupid. Okay? Again, this is me being a courtesy only because I find out you're a fucking mother. This is me being nice and telling you, don't do stupid shit like that. If you're a mother and actually care about your goddamn son like you supposedly say you do, don't say stupid shit like that. Because there are some psychos out there that will literally fuck your shit up. Now I'm done with this because now I'm getting heated. Anyways, back to my Ticketmaster story. Fuck you, fucking Nicole Lamel. I give a fuck of you, piece of shit. I genuinely hope I do run into this bitch. So I'm not gonna lie. I've never hit a woman before, but let's just say this is the first time for everything. Yeah. Now, back to my Ticketmaster story. Good little segue there. Yeah. I'm sorry, but no, dude, that bitch pissed me off, man. I've had that one in the chamber for a minute now. I didn't want to get that out, man. That shit pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah, I think it's been going on for like 2 days.
Yeah.
So like I said, I've just been reading and watching stories, and yeah, it's been entertaining, and it's all from a stupid ass fucking post.
It was meant to be a fucking joke.
It was just a joke, people.
Lighten up. What the hell, man? Foghorn Leghorn said it best. It's called a joke, son. You're supposed to laugh at it. You know, it's like, what the hell, man? What happened to the world today? What happened to society? People can't take a fucking joke nowadays. Everybody takes everything so seriously. Matter of fact, I started reconsidering the name of the podcast. I said, don't be so sensitive. Don't be so serious. Because it's like, goddamn. You know, that's what it feels like sometimes. I'm not gonna change the name, but I did. I'm not gonna lie, I did think about it a few times. Because man, movie's called "Don't Be So Serious." Because goddamn, dude.
Or don't be so sensitive / serious.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's actually not a bad idea.
I feel you, dude. Everybody's fucking like, I get it too with some.
Everything
people
is so
like,
personal.
I talk to a lot of people and I make a joke. And I look at them and they look at me and they're like,
you can't say that.
They look at me like I'm stupid, and I'm like, that was a joke. And they're like, oh, okay. And I was like, yeah, I like to joke around to, like, you know, ease up the fucking the awkwardness. And they're like, oh. And like, yeah, they just make it even more fucking awkward.
Dude, like we lost our humanity, man. People don't fucking talk to each other anymore. It's weird now. You know, like it's I don't know, man. Like it's confusing to me at this point, dude. Like I'm getting older, you know, and I'm accepting the twilight zone. Everything's just like from one day to the next, everything just changed, and now I have to just adjust to it and I just accept it.
Yeah, you know, and it's like we just gotta walk on eggshells and everybody's a bitch.
Yeah, basically. That's what it feels like.
Everybody takes a dick, nobody takes a joke.
Exactly, dude. Like, what the fuck? Make sure I can find it, matter of fact. Hold on. YouTube.
What is it with all this gay stuff? Like, me and my wife, we were watching, like, commercials, and it was like every commercial had, like, a gay couple in it.
Yeah, we talked about that before, matter of fact, about how like the whole PC culture, they have to like incorporate like a fucking gay couple in like literally everything. And it's either a gay couple or an interracial couple. It's one of the two. Like every commercial has like a black, a black and white married couple,
what is it? I remember one time I was watching, I was watching MTV and I was watching BET, mm-hmm. or was it Comedy Central? And I was switching back and forth between channels because I was watching two shows.
Yeah.
And I noticed that they were showing the same Dodge commercial, exact same Dodge commercial.
Okay.
But on one channel, there was a white dude driving the Dodge. And on BET, there was a black dude
driving the Dodge. No shit. I got to see that. Oh, my God. I'm going to look that shit up later. That is funny.
I was like, man, I know I'm high, but like.
I'm 70, right?
So then when I switched back to, I think it was Comedy Central, I waited for that commercial to come on, and I was like, white dude. And then when I went to BET, I was like, black dude. I was like, oh shit.
That is fucking funny, dude. Oh my god.
So man, that means they make a commercial for everybody.
Let me see.
That is hilarious. I'm gonna go back upstairs. The wife's music.
You missed it. Went right past you. You gotta keep on your toes. Put toes, that is. But the fast ones get right by you. Keep your ears open. Yep. I can't get a word in edgeways. Talk. But no wonder you're not sharp.
Sorry. I was trying to find the scene from Foghorn Leghorn. It's called a joke, son. You're supposed to laugh at it. He says joke, but I wasn't what I was looking for. But I was trying to see if I can find it, but now I know there's more. I'm gonna have to like thoroughly look for that scene. Because no, that's what always comes to my mind whenever, like, you know, people get all fucking butthurt for little shit. It's like, dude, they're just joking around, man. Come on, like, life's short, man. We're trying to have some fun here, you know? Like,
and especially the way everything is now.
I mean, everything's fucking crazy right now, man. It's fucking insane. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I'm fucking scared, dude. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I'm scared for me. I'm scared for my daughter. I'm scared for literally everybody. You know, all the people that are literally just trying to fucking get through their lives day to days. You know, every single fucking day, it's like you never know what the fuck's gonna happen. You know, I grew up in this little fucking, like, utopia where everything just works out fine and dandy, just like in the fucking sitcoms and shit. And because of that, here's a theory that I have. Because I believe that okay. We've talked about the law of attraction on the show. For those that don't know, law of attraction is basically, if you've read the book, The Secret, it's basically that's what it is. The Secret is just changed the name to law of attraction. Same shit.
Yeah.
You know, prayer, law of attraction. Sorry, Christians, but let's be honest, same shit. Whatever you put out into the world, you get back. But here's the thing. You got to actually believe in it. That's why it's called belief. You see, it's funny. I've been doing a lot of research. I've been finding out a lot of really fucking crazy shit. That love that basically gets swept under the rug because the people, our government, you know, people that yeah. own and run this fucking country and the world, they don't want you to think about this kind of shit. Okay, I was talking to Kenny about it when we recorded for Banana Stickers. It's interesting about the English language. It's very interesting because I've always hated the English language because it's lazy. Okay, like there's so many different words that are pronounced the exact same way, spelled differently, means something entirely different. So imagine being somebody that English is not your foreign language, sorry, not your first language. You come over here and you're trying to learn it and trying to explain to some, sorry, they're trying to explain to you box, boxes, ox, oxen. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, that's confusing. And then we had the audacity to get mad at them. Why don't you speak English? Because it's fucking confusing, motherfucker. You try to learn it, bitch. Your English sucks too.
Right. Like goose and geese.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Why'd there be gooses?
But it's true. I think moose is just moose.
Yeah, moose is moose.
There's no plural version to it. It's just, no, yeah, it's whole, I found a whole bunch of moose. A whole bunch of moose. What the fuck? That doesn't even make sense. How do you say plural moose? I don't know. We never really bothered with that one.
No.
You know, when was the last time you saw a moose? This is America, motherfucker. Go to Canada if you want to see a fucking moose.
Uh-huh.
You see?
We don't have moose here.
We don't have moose here. Go to Canada for that shit. They have a word for moose, I'm sure. I don't know, probably. That's a joke, by the way. I don't know if they actually have a plural word for moose or not.
Right. But, no, I don't think so.
But that's my point, though. I mean, the English language is lazy as shit, dude. You know? Yeah. What's it called?
Like, we like throwing silent letters into shit. Mm-hmm. Like knife.
Knife.
And gnarly.
Knife. Stupid.
Knife. What the or fuck? Like what? Gnarly or some shit, right?
Yeah.
G-N.
Yeah, it's like G-N-A-R-L-Y, yeah.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
What was interesting was that this video I saw, it was explaining how language itself, it was actually meant to be a psychological manipulation tactic. Because it's crazy, they okay, well, it was a few. Like I went down a rabbit hole. I started looking into it because it's based on psychology. The first one that I saw was basically stating that the shit that you like the words that you use, the way you hear them in your head, they sound a certain way, but obviously they're being interpreted a certain way. But until the person finishes their sentence, that way you can interpret the context they're using the word in. Your brain registers it still a certain way initially. And one example that stuck in my head was weekend. Now, how did you hear that right now?
Weekend. Yes. Just weekend.
Wait a minute. What word did you hear, though? Because that's technically two different words.
I heard weekend.
Okay, like Saturday and Sunday.
Huh? Yeah, like Saturday and Sunday. Okay. Or like Friday.
Now, you know what that also means?
What?
Weekend.
Weekend, yeah.
Like, you're tired. What happens at the end of the week? You're weakened. And that was one of the things.
Spelled differently.
Exactly. But it sounds the same. In your head, you register it the same until you hear the context that the person is using it in. But your brain registers it the same. So every weekend we get to have, guess what? We're weakened. Isn't it funny how this weekend, my 3-day weekend, I'm tired as fuck, all fucking weakened? Why the fuck am I so fucking tired?
I guess it just also goes on somebody's vocabulary. Like weak is not something that like I think of. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like when you say weekend, I don't think of like the weekend of the fucking, what is it? The weekend of the board. You know what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. what you're saying, the weak end of the board.
Yeah.
Which is the, you know, the soft end or the whatever, you know, or, you know, so like, since I don't think of that word, like, I don't hear, all I hear is like, you know,
yeah.
W-E-E-K. Oh, I can't even spell.
But
W-E-E-K, not W-E-A-K.
Well, check it out though. It gets better though. Because that's just one example, and again, I gotta find the video. I think I'm hoping I saved it on my TikTok. That's where I found it. But I do want to talk about it more thoroughly. But I want to sit and actually like do some research on it first, because the main one that really stuck in my head was it talked about spelling, and explained how the term spelling comes from witchcraft and like magic. Because think about it,
yeah, spells
exactly, and whenever you speak. You're practicing. What do you say? Practice your spelling. Practice your spelling. Practice your spells. And I'm like, holy shit! We've been in Harry Potter this entire fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And again, now some of you are giggling and snickering away, and it sounds like a joke. But really think about it. Really look at the English language.
Look at the one we were talking about. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And blowing out your candles and everything. It's a ritual, you know?
It's a ritual. I can't remember what origin it is, but the Happy Birthday song is actually a cursed song that causes you to age every time you sing it. That's why you're not supposed to celebrate your birthdays. Or at the very least, you're not supposed to sing the song. The song is not supposed to be sung, period.
You're not supposed to, like, blow out the candles. The candles, I think, is, like, the whole, the set, the finish of the ritual and shit.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's why Prince. Matter of fact, I actually told this to my daughter recently because she celebrated her birthday, and
Prince said you only have one birthday.
That's right. I told my daughter that. I said because she told me she doesn't celebrate her birthday. I said, well, technically, you're not supposed to celebrate your birthday because you only have one birthday. I said, what you have is the anniversary of your birth, and she's like, I like that. I said, yeah, right? It sounds a lot better, doesn't it? He said, yeah, I'm going to start saying that from now on. Yeah, that's what I say. I said, oh, it's not my birthday. It's the anniversary of my birth. And so, I give credit to Prince. I said, Prince said in an interview one time, and he says, how many birthdays do you think you have? And he's saying, the guy thought he was implying, like, how old do you think I am? He says, no, you only have one birthday because you're only born one time. And I was like, I like that. Prince, man, God bless him, dude. Died way too fucking young, man. That was a fucking genius.
Mm-hmm. You know, they say the government killed him.
I wouldn't doubt it, man, to be honest.
Well, supposedly, to what I'm hearing, is these big old corporations are like big time, or some shit. Like, apparently, I think it's Sony's the one that, like, really gets people killed.
Really?
Because, what is it? Apparently, Michael Jackson had the, what are they called, the masters or whatever to some music.
Yeah.
I think it was like the Beatles or some shit, and Sony wanted them, or Sony whatever them. And so supposedly Sony was the one that had Michael Jackson killed to get the masters.
Wow, I know that.
Yeah, and then that apparently Prince had the masters to something, and that, yeah. And that's that. Crazy. Yeah, so supposedly Sony was the one that acquired what they wanted after their death.
That's crazy.
So some people are saying that it was, you know, that they did it to get what they wanted, you know, to complete whatever they were.
See, and what,
I mean, if you're doing something, you can't, like, whatever, unless you have, like, the rights and shit. You know what I'm saying?
See, and what's crazy to me is, like, okay, like, lately, more so than not, because I've actually been kind of comfortable lately. I've been having more time to like just, you know, like research shit, and just kind of just go down more rabbit holes, but not in a bad way. Like, I've just been doing research, you know, just looking into shit, and you know me, you know where my head goes, man. I mean, I open one door, and I'm like, oh, what's over here? Oh, what's over here? My OCD goes off, my ADD goes off. Next thing you know, dude, I'm looking like all kinds of shit. I turn around, oh fuck. Well, can't turn around now because I don't know where the fuck I'm at. So I just keep on going further, and like I've been getting into more shit, dude. Like, Like, the one thing that bugs me the most about everything in the overall is how our leaders, our people, again, as I stated, the people that run and own this country and the world. Like, what I don't understand, what I really don't understand, is why they feel they have to be in control at all times. That's what I don't understand. Because I've been watching all these like I've had a lot of, because I have a lot of free time. I've been watching all these like movies and shows, you know. I've had time to like, you know, sit and like dabble into all these different series, and a lot of them go along the same lines of like, you know, unity. And it's like, you know, if we stop fucking fighting, man, I mean, we would fucking like change shit. We'd fucking like do some good, you know, some good in this world. One in particular, by the way. Oh, this is funny. Well, it's not really funny, but I started watching the show. I stumbled onto the show because both my computers didn't crash. One of them did. One of them did crash officially. Like, the fucking hard drive's not being detected, which sucks. And the other one, I did a factory reset and I can't get on the internet. So I
had
to fucking reboot the fucking system. It's like, I didn't plan that one through, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. So if you're all laughing, it's okay, because trust me, yeah. After I did, I was like, motherfucker, you idiots. You can't fucking reboot it if you can't get online, you dumbass. They did it at Best Buy. So I gotta fucking get internet access so I can fucking fix that one. The other one, I'm not taking into a fucking repair shop, or it's just, I don't want to chuck it. It's a good computer. Yeah, I mean, dude, oh my god, man. Best Buy, they are fucking scam artists, motherfuckers. Dude. Check us out, dude, and I'll get back to my story. Because when I did take my the old laptop, when, because at first it wasn't working, but then eventually it just started working again, so it was okay. But when I did take it in, they charge, okay, you gotta go by appointment first off, which is understandable, because otherwise you're just standing in line forever. But like, when you go in there, I found out that the way it works, you have to pay for the membership, which is $100 a year, okay, or if you want to pay like right then there per session, it's $100 just to look at your shit. And I was like, that doesn't even make sense at all.
Like, so they charge you $100 just to like diagnose your computer, pretty much?
Whether they fix it or not, yep.
Well, mechanics do that with cars. Like, you know, there's some shops where like, just to look at your car, they'll charge you like $80.
Dentists do it too.
Or just to hook it up to the computer and get like a printout of your shit. Yeah, it's like fucking, our shop used to charge like, like about $80.
A dentist? I think a dentist.
It was, dude, it would only take us like 15 minutes.
I think
it's that, sometimes faster.
I think if you go to the dentist, and I think you charge, well, they used to, I don't know how much it is now, they would charge you $75 just for the x-ray.
Oh, shit.
Just for the x-ray.
Shit, I stopped going to the dentist since, well, shit, when I stopped having insurance.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I mean, I went a few years ago. Luckily, for some reason, I'm not gonna lie, I had, like, I can't say, like, I don't want to make myself sound bad by saying I had dental problems, but I would get really bad toothaches while I was living in San Antonio, like, randomly, and it was always toward, like, the back of my mouth. And then ever since I moved back to the Valley, I haven't got one since. God bless, don't get me wrong, I don't want to jinx it, but, like, but I haven't had any dental issues, you know, at all since I've been back in the Valley. And I'm still trying to figure out to this day what the fuck caused it in the first place. Because it would happen periodically. Like,
I said it's the water.
So I'm wondering, because, I mean, cause it would happen when I lived in San Antonio. It would happen all the time. But there'd be points when it would happen. And sometimes, dude, the pain was so excruciating. For those that don't know, a toothache is one of the worst fucking pains, because there's nothing you can do. You can put some Novocaine on that shit. Sorry, Novocaine. I was looking for that shit. I don't know. This is like a huh?
Orgel?
Yeah, Orgel. There you go, Orgel. You can put some Orgel on that shit, and sometimes it helps, depending on where the pain is. But if it's like nerve, you know, pain, then nah, dude, that shit don't do shit, dude. Yeah, like, it's deep, so you're gonna feel that shit. I was serving fucking tables, man. I was at my tables in this excruciating pain the entire time, keeping a straight face. I was very good at my job. Believe it or not.
That sucks. I had something like that, dude, but I was at the hotel.
Mm.
And they thought I had a sinus infection, like, because it would hurt, like, from, like, my cheek, well, kind of, like, above, what is it, under my eye and above my eye, like, it would just hurt all on the side of my face, just
damn,
all the way up, dude, like, and I went to the doctor, and they thought it was a sinus infection.
Yeah, that sounds dangerous.
They gave me some shit, and it wasn't, dude. It was my fucking tooth.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, so what it was is my tooth, my gums. I don't know what happened. I don't know if my tooth got infected or, like, what the fuck happened. But my gum swelled. And when it swelled, I guess it was putting pressure and shit, and it just fucking pain all the way up my fucking, the side of my face.
That's crazy.
And yeah, at first the doctors thought it was a sinus thing, and then once they figured out it was my tooth, they were like, oh, you have to go to a dentist, we can't help you. I was like, what the fuck?
New shit.
I was like, you suck. But it ended up going away, dude. I started using like a mouthwash and I would use peroxide occasionally, rinse my mouth out with peroxide. Same. And then, what is that shit? Sensodyne.
Oh, you get some of that. Real quick, I'm gonna stop this recording so we can start another one. I don't know how, because now I'm using my phone. I don't know how it works with this, so I just want to make sure we don't fucking like get cut off.
Yeah. Oh, dude, did you ever tell the Ticketmaster story?
No. We'll start with that right now. Actually, hold that thought. And we're back. Okay. Now, real quick, just to finish off that subject. For those listening out there, I was gonna say something about dental hygiene, but I don't want to scare anybody because it scared the shit out of me when I found out. So, if you know, then you know. But I will say this: whenever you do have like toothaches, things like that, if you can afford it, obviously, you know, fucking dental work is not cheap. But if you can afford it, don't fuck around, because unfortunately, that can lead to some serious shit, folks. That's all I'm going to say about that. I don't want to scare anybody. Because let me tell you, when I went down that rabbit hole, God damn it, I regret it ever since. Now.
No, DED, man.
Yeah.
DED.
So, real quick.
You can end up DED.
So, moving forward. I know we kind of screwed over it. I kept on looking at my envelope, saying, "Hey, Ticketmaster." No. We'll get back to it. I'm getting there. We got a good session going here. But no, okay. Real quick. Okay, I want to talk about Ticketmaster just for a second, because Ticketmaster is one of the number one companies. By now, they're probably even better about it. I'm sure they've probably like improved their shit. When it comes to robbing people through fees and extra charges. I mean, holy shit, man. And they are good at what they do. Let me tell you. I worked there almost 20 years ago. Okay, I was there when I was like 26. I'm 41 right now. So about 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I worked at Ticketmaster. And I worked in customer service. I didn't do sales. That's actually how I got fired. But we'll get to that in a minute. What's it called? The way that the what I did was basically I was a problem solver. People would call, and I would help them either find their tickets, or get them tickets replaced, or cancel like concerts or events when I whatever depending on the situation was. And now here's the thing: is that I'm a very nice guy, despite popular belief. Okay, but it's always based on circumstance. There are rules that apply if somebody wants, because some shows, they the way they're set up is that, you know, yeah, you can cancel your fucking, you know, deal at any point in time. They don't give a shit. They already got paid. But if you want your money back, circumstances have to apply. The main one is death of a family. But here's the thing, though. It's got to be a direct family member, like your mother, your father, your sister, your brother, like immediate family.
Yeah. You see? And it can't be like your cousin or somebody.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. Now, to those listening, by the way, if that ever comes up, think of somebody that's already dead. And I'm not trying to be a dick, because I mean, if you're like me, you know, you don't want to say it was my mom, and your mom's still alive. God forbid your mom gets into a car accident next week. You know what I mean? But because here's the thing, it has to be direct family. If you get somebody like me, I would do it. I would let it slide. I would let it slide, knowing full well that I might be getting recorded, and if they monitor this call, I could get canned. I would do it. They say, "Oh, it was my aunt. My aunt died," and I was like, "But I would tell them. I said, okay, well, just so you know." I said, the way the rules apply, it has to be direct family. But understand this, I do understand, because here's the thing, is just because your aunt doesn't mean that she doesn't treat you like a son or a daughter. You know what I mean? Like, I would go in this whole little spiel. I would break it down for a second. I'm going to do this for you, but I want you to understand, this is the way this company works. So you got to be careful with shit like this comes up, man. Be honest, man. I'm just letting you know. Like, cause a lot of times they will not let it slide. You won't get your money back. They don't give a shit. They don't care about you. You know, it's a business. That's all it is. All they care about is how much money they're making. That's it. And that goes for all of these companies. You know, that was actually what I was trying to get at. Is that, like, when it comes down to it, it's like everything. I don't know about the other every other country. I just know America. I'm pretty sure the other countries are not much different though. It all comes down to money. You know, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Whatever they can do to make more money, that's what they're gonna do. What's interesting to me though is that right now, as we speak, there are several thousands of freaking stores and restaurants shutting down. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm a little curious about that. Yeah. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, well, when I was working at Jack, they were telling me, well, customers were coming in and asking me, they were like, do you know why they're closing all the Jack in the Boxes? And I'm like, well, I don't fucking know. I just fucking got here. And, yeah, but, like, talking to other employees and stuff, they were saying that they were closing them down and that they didn't know why.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people...
The only thing that they were concerned that we were supposedly the Jack in the Box I was at, we were the next one on the cutting block if we didn't, like, shape up.
See, now, okay, now check it out. Now, 10 years ago... Oh, matter of fact, I forgot. We're not in my studio. I have my Alexa here. Alexa, what is the unemployment rate of America right now?
According to the Bureau of Labor
Statistics. Alexa, volume up. Alexa, repeat.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the United States unemployment rate for April 2024 was 3.9%, up from 3.8% in March 2024. The unemployment rate for May 2024 hasn't been released yet.
Okay, so it's already gone up. Those numbers are going to skyrocket. Now, let's do another one. Alexa, what was the unemployment rate for 2023?
The national unemployment rate in 2023 was 3.6%.
It was actually higher. Shit. Okay. Alexa, what was the unemployment rate for 2020? Ooh.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the United States unemployment rate for December 2019 was 3.6%, unchanged from November 2019.
No. Okay, hold on. Alexa, what was the unemployment rate as of December 2020?
From unemploymentportal.com. Nationally, the United States unemployment rate for December 2020 was 6.7%.
Damn!
it's double.
Double the amount! Now, think about that. You want to know why that was? COVID. Because these places shut down. People lost their jobs by default because the stores closed. But they didn't shut down, though. They just closed. They were temporarily closed. A lot of people just waited it out and went back to work. These places are shutting down entirely.
Hey. Oh, yeah. We're going to have to hold real quick.
Okay.
Give me a call.
Okay.
1 second.
Okay. Joey's got to go to work real quick. We will continue this in just a moment. I'm just going to be putting this into the show because fuck it, why not, right? So there you go. We will continue this when Joey gets back with his work.
With work, because I'm on call.
Yes, right.
All
right. Joey's got a big boy job now. So ladies and gentlemen, for you guys, it'll be a split second. For us, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But stay tuned. Okay. This is going to get good.
Did what I had to do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Joey had to go and do a quick job. If you want, really quickly, I wrote down where we left off. If you want, just for the fuck of it, what did you have to go do right now?
What did I have to go do?
Yeah.
I actually had a late check-in.
Hmm.
I would have, if it was just a regular check-in, which we don't recommend because it's super fucking early for someone to be checking in. Check-in is at 3. But what it was is they, like earlier, like I was talking about the last person, they were put as a no-show. So I had to find a reservation. Well, something I just learned was how to find the reservations, the no-shows and all that shit. So I found a reservation, I made a duplicate, and the only problem is charging the card because I believe they got charged something. I don't know. I really understand what the fuck was going on, because like I said, I don't know if I said though, I was never trained.
Yeah.
I was trained for morning and mid shift. I was never trained for the night shift. It was just like, hey, you know, you do this, you know, there'll be these perks, and it's like, okay. And yeah, I never really got a training thing, and so yeah, and I messaged somebody, I the group chat, and nobody responded. So I mean, it's understandable. It's like fucking 4 a.m. I ended up just doing a quick whatever, and I took a note, and well, I mean, I gotta go down in the morning, so
yeah,
I'm gonna go and fix it, and I have a few rooms that I have to do that to. Again, let me see. Hold on.
Okay, I'll pause it. Okay, we're back. Joey had to go do a quick errand real quick. So basically, I'm not gonna lie, dude. Okay, just to wrap up with that portion of your new job venture. One, congratulations, man. I'm actually really happy for you, I'm not gonna lie, because like, that's fucking cool, dude. I mean, like, you're living on site, so you're saving a shitload of money on fucking rent, utilities, you know, and you're at work at all times. So I mean, granted, yes, it's a pain in the ass, you're on call, but like, you're never late. You know, I mean, in the overall, like, I'm not gonna lie, dude, like, when I was talking earlier before we started recording, when I lived at a hotel, it was expensive as shit. I'm not gonna lie, it was like $1,200 a month. I was working every fucking day. I never took a day off. I was working two jobs at the same time. So I mean, I was always fucking tired, but the amenities that I had, I mean, dude, king size bed, maid service, Wi-Fi, internet, fucking big screen TV, cable, you know, all utilities paid. I mean, come on, $200, dude. And overall, some people pay way more than that for a lot less. Wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. I can't really complain. You know, I worked my ass off to get it, but guess what, dude? I was for those 6 months, I lived very, very comfortably, and it was like a 10-minute bike ride from to work. You know, so it was worth it. I mean, again, it wasn't like ideal. I was put in a situation, but I made it work. You know, I asked my boss, hey, don't give me any days off. I said, what? I said, I can't take any days off. I'm in the living situation right now where I need to work every single fucking day to pay my rent. So just schedule me every fucking day. She's like,
yeah.
All right. Are you sure you're not going to burn out? I'm not going to burn out. I'll be fine. I've done it before. It's okay. I'll be fine. And I didn't. I went 3 months straight. No days off.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you kind of get used to it.
Yeah, because of routine.
And it's like you feel weird when you don't work.
Dude, yes. No, it's true, because it becomes a routine. It's like, because after a while, you're not really working. It's just a routine. It's just you get up, you go do this, you go do that, you come home, you just take a break, go do this, go do that, you know, like second job, meaning it's the same shit. It's just routine. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's where our bodies and our minds are built. We're built on patterns, routines, you know? We get used to certain things, and eventually we adapt to it. Simple as that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, real quickly, let's get back to some more serious topics. I'm curious about this shit. A moment ago, we were talking about how the unemployment rate as of right now is at like 3%, right? Yeah. And back in 2020, during COVID, it was at 6%, which is like twice the percentage. Now, 6% doesn't seem like a lot. When you think of like the overall, 6%, yeah. But the thing is, though, is like that's still twice as much. That's when it was, okay, so thing is, though, is right now, as we speak, a lot of stores and fast food restaurants are closing down, which means like thousands of people are losing their jobs right now. Right now.
Yeah.
And those numbers are going to go up. My thing is, though, is that like, why? I don't understand. Like, what's going on? Like, what's happening right now to cause all these stores to close down? Doesn't make any sense to me. Because here's the crazy thing. Now, okay. Okay. Oh, let's do this. Oh, let it bowl. Fucking crack open a beer, folks. Let's go down some rabbit holes. I was having a conversation with one of my managers at work the other day, right? And we started talking about conspiracy theories. Because you know me. I love a good conspiracy theory. And so, at one point, oh man, this is gonna be a good episode. I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually really excited. We're hitting some good shit in this one. God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, this may be our season finale.
Right.
I might not be here tomorrow. I gotta make sure I publish it tonight. Shit. Because check it out. Okay, check it out. I was having a conversation because okay, here's the thing. At my job, it's crazy. Like, okay, I'll get into that story later about my job. I was talking with my managers. It was a slow afternoon because they got me working in the front now. Well, like half and half. They got me like 2 days working in the front and the rest of the week working in the back, right? Which is why I have two separate name tags. In the front, I am Max Power. In the back, I'm Daddy.
Yeah.
Because it's funny, dude. It's funny because okay, I'm not that tall, but I mostly work with women, and most of them are shorter than me. So a lot of times, nobody really pays attention and sees my name tag. So because I wear it on my cap, I wear it on my baseball cap. I wear it backwards. And yeah. So I have two separate hats. I have one for the back of house that actually is actually my actual work hat, my actual part of my uniform. But yeah. That's one that says Max Power, right? Sorry, that's my front of house cap. The back of house cap is an all black cap that I got from Planet Fitness. And all it has is just a little Planet Fitness logo, like real small too. But I put my daddy name tag on that one. I wear that one when I'm wearing it in the back. Because, and it's funny when people notice it, because when they do, because usually it's in conversation. We were talking, last one was one of my cooks. We're talking, and I just see his eyes divert and look up. Oh, what the fuck, bro, really? And he goes, what? He goes, Daddy, really? I said, bitch, because you went back here, all here is fucking, that's what it sounds like. You might as well call me fucking Daddy. Is I'm over here fucking doing my shit. Y'all fucking, y'all call me to do everything for you. At the same time, whenever I take a day off, like this weekend right now, it's like a 3-day weekend I got. I already know. Every time I go back to work, I say the same thing. It's all right. I took a weekend off, so let's figure out what's going on. Something's broken, missing. Some people got fired. People got hired. Which one is it? Or all four? It's always something. It's always and for those of you listening, think I'm exaggerating? No, I shit you not. When I take more than one day off consecutively, I go back to work, and it's always one of those four, if not all four. Something's broken, something's missing, somebody got hired, somebody got fired. I shit you not. You know, because when I'm not there, these motherfuckers, they swear to God, dude, they're like retarded children. They cannot fucking figure shit out. They need to be held, they need to be have their hands held and have their asses wiped and put some Vicks in their fucking chest every night before they go to bed. Which is why my name tag says, Daddy. Thank you, good night. Now, that being said, let's move back forward to unemployment. So, anyways, that's what I'm curious about. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. Unemployment, though, okay, like that is a serious thing, dude. I'm not going to lie to you. Like, because for a while, that has been, like, an issue in America. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talked about, our politicians talked about shit, forever, how important it is to get unemployment down. Now, of course, now we know why. Because, hello, the more we work, the more they get paid. But that's my concern, though. Is like, why are they shutting down so many businesses, basically reducing the amount of pay they're going to receive? You see what I'm saying? Because, let's be honest, man. I mean, Americans are stupid. Most of these people, even if they do qualify for unemployment, they're not even going to apply. They're not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like they don't. They're too lazy. You know, they're not. They don't have the guts to actually get off their ass, actually go to the goddamn unemployment office and actually apply for unemployment. So I'm trying to figure out what is there to gain from shutting down all of these fucking stores. Unless maybe it's because they need the fucking space. That's the only theory that I can think of. Because remember that one episode we recorded, we were talking about like Walmart and how they had like all like military personnel and shit like outside the fucking store and shit?
Yeah.
That's the only other thing I can think of. And yeah. I try not to think about it, but only because it scares me. Because it's like, okay, is that what they're doing? Like, are they prepping for like fucking like fortresses and shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it might be because I mean, look at the Walmarts and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's already been known that Walmart and whatever fucking know, the government's got some shit to turn the Walmarts into FEMA camps and shit.
Because think about that, like imagine that. Okay, this is just me just fucking throwing ideas out there. Say, okay, Walmart, or the Walmart we have here in the Valley, for example, the original one that we had, it was not a super center. Technically, it was just a regular Walmart, which still was a very, very big building. It was not the original one when I grew up, though. When I was a little kid, there was another one further away. I'm not going to go into the details as far as, like, directions and, like, you know, like, locations goes. I mean, I don't know who's listening from the Valley. But it was not the same location that it is now. And yeah, the big location that it was is now the public library, okay? And which is actually kind of cool because that specific Walmart was very big. So now the library that we already had, that we've had for like, I don't know, like 100 years downtown, then we have a second library here in the Valley, 20 years ago, obviously. They make a new library out of the Walmart, and it's huge, right? Which is awesome, okay?
Yeah.
And the old Walmart, the original Walmart, they move it one more time, like a couple of blocks down, no big deal. It's not even that far. Maybe it's literally like 100 yards away. They just moved it down. They built a whole plot, everything, right? Now that was a super center. So it's bigger, right? Now, I look at how big that building is. It's massive. And I started thinking to myself, okay, we had that conversation about how, you know, some of these stores, you know, have been used for like, you know, like bunkers, you know. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it. Because then I hear about all of these other stores shutting down also, some of them fast food chains. But it's like several hundred. And I think to myself, okay, quarters. How many people could you fit in bunk beds into a small little space like that? You just gut that shit out. You already have, yeah, you know, you already have sinks. You already have fucking plumbing. You know what I mean? All you gotta do is just take out all the fucking the furniture and then replace it with fucking bunk beds and fucking tables and fucking stools, and then you're good. You know?
Yep.
I think we're prepping to go to war, man. I'm a little nervous, I'm not gonna lie.
I think so too.
You know, and it scares me, man, because I mean, like, I'm just barely, like, established a relationship with my daughter here, and I don't want her fucking here to see this shit. I might live long enough to see this shit, let alone her. And it's like, man, I mean, we grew up in this fucking fantasy world where, like, shit doesn't happen, but we forgot that, like, our fucking grandparents grew up in the shit that actually fucking happened, yeah. You know? We forget about that shit. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen again. Because it's, guess what? It's happening now. You know? Yep,
it is. It is. It's a cycle. It's like every 20 years,
mm-hmm,
there's like a big war or fucking pandemic or all of the above, you know?
It's crazy. And that's why, like, I'm not going to lie, law of attraction, man. That's the only reason I can attribute to me still being here. Cause I'm always saying I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna live to be 1,000. Like I'm never gonna fucking die. That's the only thing I think of, man. I'm not gonna lie, dude. I strongly believe in the law of attraction. It's the only thing I can think of is why I'm still here, and why some of the people that are close to me are still here as well. Because I keep certain people in my thoughts. It's like it says, like prayer. I'm keeping him in my thoughts. You'd be surprised how that shit works. Cause the most important people in my life, guess what, dude? They've had some crazy close calls. Look at fucking Ray. Shit.
Yeah.
Ray's one of my closest fucking friends. If that bastard fucking dies, guess what? I'm going to jail that day. It's going to suck, but it's going to happen. Something happens to my daughter, guess what? I'm going to jail that day, but it's okay. Guess what? You know what? Worth it. You know? I don't give a shit. But for some reason, I'm still here, and I've had a shitload of close calls. A shitload of close calls. You know? And I hear people that say things like that, like you know, that are younger than me. Nah, man, I think I was going to live this far. I was like, dude, what kind of life have you lived, man? Shit. Yeah. I got stories for days, man. And I generally avoid trouble, man. I generally try to fucking avoid this shit. Shit just fucking finds me, dude. That's why I think... That's why I think the universe, you know, has a plan for me. It, you know, otherwise I'm just fucking crazy. Because for some reason, one, shit just happens to me on a regular basis. And two, I find a way to fucking just stay afloat. Matter of fact, Joanne and I were talking about it yesterday morning. About that, yeah. About how, like, you know, seeing how, you know, like, for some reason, you know, like law of attraction, you always find a way to stay afloat. You know, you never, I think I mentioned earlier, you know, you're never perfect, you're never down below, you're always afloat. And I was like, yeah, you're right, actually. And I was talking to my daughter about that too. I was trying to tell her, you know, hey, you know what, like, you know, you're it's crazy. It's like, you know, like it's the whole Loki series. Like, you, like, she's like my variant. She's exactly like me, but she's just a woman. And it's like, so I'm trying to tell her, I'm trying to teach her how to, like, hone her skills so she can, like, you know, do it better, basically. You know?
Yeah.
Like step up on all the mistakes that I made, basically. You know, because she has so much potential, dude. She's a good kid. She really is, man. She's so fucking smart, man. But the sad part about it is, he's like, it's her environment. And I get it. It's like, dude, trust me. I told her all the time, trust me. It's not your fault. I said, I grew up with the same shit. It's you're me, basically. And believe me, nobody's ever gonna fucking understand us. Ever. You know why? Because we're better than them. So go tell them to go fuck themselves. And I talked to her like that too. I told her straight up, dude. Like, I started, when we first started talking, I'm not gonna lie, I was like treading softly, you know, based on like what her mom told me about her. Which, by the way, like, I'm not gonna lie, is all bullshit. Because my daughter trusts me and actually talks to me, God bless, and, like, told me the real story. Excuse me. So now I talk to her like an adult, because she is an adult, you know, and she's got some experience under her belt, and she knows what's up. So I talk to her, you know, like a person. Now, don't get me wrong. Yeah. She's still my daughter. Don't get me wrong. I still talk to her a certain way, obviously. But I like the fact that I can talk to her that way and be like, hey, look, understand this. I will protect you. But I'm not going to sugarcoat shit, because I want you to know, hey, you need to be able to take care of yourself, too. And she's a tough chick, dude. I'm not going to lie, dude. Hands down, I am proud of who she is, man. Like, she's 1,000% me, and I didn't do shit. I can't even take credit for it. And it just happened that way. Seriously. she's a tough chick, man. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm very fucking proud that I am half that person, basically. You know? She's awesome, man. But anyways, so, okay, hold on a second. Let me pull up some shit. Let's change subjects really quickly. Okay, I apologize for that. Sorry. I pulled up my TikTok on the same phone that I'm using to record as we got cut off there, so I apologize to the audience. But we are back now. No, I was trying to see if I could pull up a video on my TikTok, but I can't. Because, like I said, unfortunately, we have to go back to primitive times. And I'm having to use my phone to record right now. And I would pull it up on my tablet, but I don't even know if I have fucking TikTok on my tablet. Even then, I don't even have fucking enough space to fucking download the item thing. So fucking sad. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hey, here we go. I do have TikTok on this phone. Yay. I forgot I have a third phone, and this one does charge.
This one does work.
But yeah, after this we can go start wrapping it up. It's getting late. I know you have to get some sleep at some point. And plus, I mean, we touched all the main points, you know. But like,
yeah,
the main thing that I did want to bring up though, besides that stupid cunt that pissed me off. Was just that, you know, like, to everybody be out there, like, to be aware, because, like, one of the things that Joey and I talk about on a regular basis is misdirection. Like, something's going on, man. You know, something's happening, and they're not telling us. Fuck the fucking Antarctica bullshit, fuck the fucking ice wall, fuck the fucking flat earth, fuck all that bullshit. All that is mis-fucking-direction, man. There's something going on, they don't want us to fucking know. You know, we need to be paying more attention to everything else around us they're not fucking talking about. You know what I mean? That's the way I see it. Like, I don't know, dude. It just doesn't seem right. You know? God damn,
that was good. Yeah. Something is going on. I mean, the aliens, all of this shit. Like, yeah. Something's going on. Shit, I even heard about there's a 50-50 or like a if maybe that we might get hit by a meteorite this year.
Hmm.
It's like, huh.
Cause that's what I've noticed. Okay, okay. I know I said we're gonna start shutting it down, but you know how it goes. This is another thing that comes up a lot on my social media, is like, okay, one, very interesting topic. It's all the different like artifacts and like historical shit that they're finding that they don't want us to find out about. Like the Grand Canyon, they keep on finding all these fucking like caves and caverns, you know, and all this different like, you know, architecture and shit like that. Yeah. And then there's like always like cut off, you know, spots where the fuck. Now, I'm not denying that shit exists, not. But what I'm saying is that I think the only reason we're seeing so many videos and posts about that shit is to get us curious to focus on that shit. Because it's not important. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter. It's historical, yes. And it's like, why don't they want us to know about this? I don't care why they don't want us to know about this. Because chances are...
It can change a lot of our history. But
yes.
Still at that, what is that going to do with what's going on tomorrow?
Exactly. That's my point. Because granted, they always say that. Okay, remember, I think it was a couple episodes back, we mentioned that, about how, like, you know, our government, before, in general, whenever there was like something chaotic coming, they would say, like in the movies, they would say, you know, we don't want us, you know, cause a worldwide panic, you know, chaos would ensue. But now they're like, fuck it, let them panic, because guess what? They're gonna go out, and they're gonna spend money, and we're gonna make money.
We're gonna
get paid.
You know how rich we got when they panicked?
Yeah, and that's what it is right now. Yeah. So right now. I think that's what it is. They're testing the water to see what will make us fucking trigger to go out and spend more money, and how easily we are distracted. And obviously, everybody's fucking got ADD because we're always on our fucking cell phones. So they post up shit like this to get people distracted to focus. Oh my god, did you hear about that shit about the Grand Canyon? Oh my god, I think we're in a fucking ice wall. Oh my god, maybe we are flat Earth. What the hell? And again, what the fuck does that have to do with your fucking life in general? At all. Nothing. But all the while, and in the words of John Travolta, misdirection is a key to every victory. They're distracting you. Joey and I said it literally the very first goddamn episode of our fucking podcast. Misdirection is a key to every victory. This whole fucking thing is a fucking what's the word for it? Farce. There you go. It's a fucking farce, man. It's all bullshit. And it's bad for you, the words of George Carlin. You know, I'm not saying that Joey and I are going to change the world. All I'm saying is that people, if you're really listening, look around. Really look around and ask yourself, does any of this shit make sense? And if you can honestly say yes, then guess what? Do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Take both hands, grab your head, and pull it out of your ass. Because you are fucking stupid. Okay? Nothing going on right now makes actual fucking sense. All this is bullshit. All this is a way for our government to make more money, to rob us, to show us and demonstrate how stupid we are. And guess what? The worst part is the entire fucking world is watching it happen. They are loving it. How much money is being sent out to other fucking countries for shit that's going on in their fucking countries? How much money do we get from them? Nothing. I'm not being one of those people that gets all fucking butthurt with that shit. All I'm saying is that if you're going to talk about that shit, how come you don't do anything about it? All you're doing is just talking. I don't talk about that shit. You know why? Because I can't do anything about it. Thank you. That's all I want to say about that. Everybody keeps on talking about it, but you're not doing anything about it, so shut the fuck up. Get the fuck over it. Go back to work.
Yep.
Go back to work. Get the fuck over it. I don't bitch about.
He's complaining.
Yeah, I don't bitch about that shit. Yeah, it's annoying. It is annoying, but I don't bitch about it. I can't do anything about it. What the fuck do I care? It doesn't affect me. It doesn't affect me. I don't give a shit.
We're just little worker ants, and there's nothing we can do about it except just keep working.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me directly. I mean, it's annoying. Yes. Does it affect me directly? No. Can I do anything about it? No. So guess what? I go back to work. It's all understood. Yep. You know.
The thing I can change is going back to work. You know, put in a few hours, get a little extra money, you know what? Fuck it.
Exactly.
But, you know, but other than that, there's a lot of shit we can't change. So we just have to just sit back until everything
comes to an end.
Until shit hits the fan.
Yeah, this is the end.
Nope.
I hope I can be Daniel McBride with Channing Tate Yum.
Channing Tate Cum.
I know. It was Channing Tate Yum.
Oh, Channing Tate Yum.
Yes, because he's eating.
Channing Tate Cum.
No, he's eating the taints. He's like, yum, yum.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a taint.
See this? I just slide into that shit whenever I want.
And I saw that video the other day. That scene. I fucking love that scene. I cannot believe Channing Tatum actually like voluntarily did that shit. Nope. God knows they paid him a shitload of money for that fucking scene. Fucking shows up in the fucking...
He did it as a friend.
No shit, right? I tell you what, I'll do it for free.
Like, fuck it, guys, you know? It's all for shits and giggles.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, man. Like Daniel McBride, like, I love him as a comedian, as a comedic actor, because, man, like, he just does not give a shit, dude. He will play the biggest asshole, and he nails it every time. I always wonder... I'm not gonna lie, I secretly hope that he's, like, hardcore, like, fucking, like Christian. Like, off stage. Like, doesn't swear, doesn't fucking, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke. Like, wouldn't that be cool? Because, like, on set, he's a fucking piece of shit. But then off set, he's like...
fucking druggy and shit, but, like...
Imagine off, cool. Imagine off set, he's all, like, fucking, like, straight edge and shit. That'd be the shit.
I told you guys about cussing around me.
Exactly. Yes. Hello, hello.
The Righteous Gemstone?
Is it the cameras are...
The Righteous...
Is that the cameras are off, ladies and gentlemen? The cameras are off. Can you please refrain from swearing? Thank you.
Right? We are not recording no more.
Of course, it's not the case. But again, I just like to imagine things like that about celebrities sometimes, you know, because like the characters they play, I mean, every celebrity plays a certain type of character. And it's funny because sometimes you do find out that like offstage, they are not like that at all. You know, like matter of fact, there are certain characters that play gay characters, and they're straight, but they only play gay characters. That blows my mind. It's like, you know.
Well, you get stereotyped, and then you end up just getting cast as the gay guy.
Yeah. And not to kind of say anybody that happens to be in that category. You know, I mean, that's not your fault, but it's crazy that does happen, and it's actually a lot more common than you think. You know, it's crazy. I've actually met a few people that have been in acting, and they get casted certain parts based on their personality types, and they're like, yeah, that's totally not me at all, but because the image that I have, it looks like that, and I can sell it, but off stage, no, that's not me at all. Fuck no. I was like, wow, that's crazy. You know, that's why I love Universal actors. Like Will Ferrell is one of those actors that you think he can't play a serious role. But then you see him do it, and you're like, wow, that was impressive.
And he can do a serious role and make it funny, too.
Yes, exactly. like one of my favorite ones, did you ever see Stranger Than Fiction?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's, I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan because of this chick that I was in love with back in my 20s. She, like, turned me on to Will Ferrell, and I love Will Ferrell, like I said, like, past 20 years, obviously, now. But... That's actually, above all else, you know, you would think it'd be like Talladega Nights, you know, or fucking, you know, or fucking, fucking Blades of Glory. But no, dude, fucking Stranger Than Fiction is actually my favorite Will Ferrell movie because he plays a serious role in that movie and he just nails it. It's so fucking good. For those that have not seen it, Stranger Than Fiction, he plays a character where his entire life is being narrated as it's happening. And that's all I'm going to say. Little, you know, plot tease right there. That's all I'm gonna say to that. Look it up. Stranger Than Fiction. It came out. I'm like,
yeah, I think that's the trailer to it. Is he starts hearing his life being narrated and shit.
Yeah, by the author that's writing his story. And it's such a good movie. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, it's so good. I watched it with this girl that I was dating at the time, and it was again. It just really like makes you like appreciate life in general. So to speak, you know, it's one of like a feel good movie, you know. You kind of like look around and you say, you know what, like life really is fucking precious. It's like this that kind of movie. Like you're having a bad day, you watch that movie, you're like, man, you know what, dude, I really need to appreciate more. You know, you want to like call a loved one, call a friend. Hey, man, just want you know, you're awesome. That kind of shit. But it's a good movie. It's a good. I mean, it's a good like pick me up movie. You're having a bad day, watch that movie, you'll feel good. Promise. If not, well, shit, sorry. But
Any Will Ferrell movies, they're pretty good.
Oh, dude, don't get me wrong. Now, when it comes down to the comedy ones, my go-to is always Talladega Nights. Because me and my buddy Fernie, I always think of him, man, fucking Shake and Bake. Because he's my Hal Naughton. And that's why every time a Motley Crue song comes on, or like I see a meme with like that's like Talladega Nights involved, I immediately like repost it and I always tag him, because he's the first person I think when I think of Will Ferrell movies, but especially that movie, because again, to me, he's my fucking my Cal Naughton, you know. Yeah. Now I know he thinks it the other way around, that I'm his Cal Naughton. I don't give a shit, but fuck him. Yeah. I know that's the way he thinks of it. Yeah. But regardless, you know, it's understood, you know.
Yeah. Hey, have you seen Casa de Mi Padre?
No, goddammit, no, man.
Fucking Will Ferrell speaks Spanish.
I know, dude. I've been told about the movie so many times. I've been told about the movie so many times, and I keep on telling myself I need to fucking watch it. And I've started watching it. I never get through it. I never get through like the first like 10 minutes. Something always comes up.
It's one of those where it takes a few times.
Okay, I apologize for that. I got a call right now on the phone that I'm using to record. I have to text this person now, let them know that I'm recording right now. We do got to start wrapping this up either way, so we'll go ahead and start winding down real quick. But let me text this person, let them know that's what I'm doing.
Take a little nap too.
Yeah.
Because I gotta go back in at 7
yeah.
to go whatever fucking shit.
This shit. Hold on a second. It's actually Joey, matter of fact, of all people. Speak of the devil. I'm texting back right now. I'm recording with Joey. I'll call you in just a few minutes.
Oh, shit. Cheers.
You in just a few minutes. Joey says hi. Hey, she was there when we started this shit. She's one of the originators, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just sent her a text. I'll call her back in just a minute. That being said, though, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go ahead and start wrapping this up. What's it called? This has been a good session, I'm not going to lie. I'm actually glad we finally got the mic, because this whole week's been a fucking toss-up, man. Everything's been crazy at work, dude. Final note on that, just for the fuck of it, because I kind of want to vent this one. Because I was debating it. I still am, but I think I'm gonna let it go. I really think I am, only based on the fact that, like, you know, just the whole like karma concept. Because I know that there are some people that are gonna hear this, and they're gonna tell me no. But hear me out and let me explain. I found out recently, I'm not getting paid what I thought I was getting paid when I started working there. Now, that alone says a lot, okay? Now, after the pay raise that everybody got, guess what? Still not getting paid the amount that I thought I was getting paid when I started working there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucked up, right? So, mm-hmm. Here's the thing, is that earlier, before I found out that information, a couple of people got hired there, and they were getting paid already more than I was getting paid when I started working there. Yeah. Knowing very well that I do literally twice as much work as everybody else there. I come in on my days off. I come in, I pick up shifts. I go back to work when somebody calls in. I do all this extra work. Okay? But yet I get paid less than everybody else. Now, I thought about it, and I said, man, I was getting heated when I realized this, you know. And I was gonna go in and talk to my boss. Hey, man, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you knew this, and I even brought it up, and you had an opportunity to tell me. As a friend, you could have brought it up, but you let it slide. And I saw your face, because I did, by the way. I made one afternoon, I went into her office, and I swear to God, dude, I wrote nonchalantly, like, mentioned about how much I get paid, because I wanted to see how she would respond to it. And I saw her face of like, you don't get paid that much. Like, that was the face that she made. She's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, like, if you can imagine it, try to imagine like a face of like, that's not accurate. that kind of, that's what I, like, I saw it in her face. It was like, cause I said, yeah, I get paid this much an hour.
No.
Yeah, thank you, exactly. Cause that's what it was. Like, I made the comment, I said, you know, I said, yeah, hold on. You said, Willie, hold on, god damn it. My phone's, there you go. I made a comment. I said, yeah, I get paid this much, blah, blah, you know, and so-and-so gets paid this much. And I saw her face of like, he doesn't know. You know, like fucking like seven, you know, and I was like, and that's what pissed me off. I was waiting for her to like say, well, actually, but she didn't. And I was like, ah, oh, damn it, dude. And that right there was a red flag. I kind of figured by that point. So I finally got curious and I asked one of my other managers, the one I was talking about earlier in the show. I said, hey, can you give me one of my check stubs? I get direct deposit. I don't get a check. I just want to see what I actually do get paid. So I came home and I waited till about midnight just to open it up, and I saw it and I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah.
This whole fucking time you've been fucking me over, man. After all this shit I've done for you, pieces of shit. Now bear in mind, this is where the dilemma comes in. What do you think? Because part of me wants to tell my boss, hey, what the fuck? Why are you paying these assholes that have been here for fucking like 5 months, 6 months? I've been here for just over a year and I'm getting paid less than they are. Or should I just drop it and say, you know what, dude? I fucking take from this fucking place. I come and go as I please. I show up late. I fucking, everybody respects me. I do what the fuck I fucking want. I don't give a shit. Sometimes I just fucking take fucking inventory. I don't give a shit. I don't steal from the company, but I do take shit. I'm gonna be, I make my own fucking food. I see it as like, you know what? I run this bitch. So I'm kind of like, okay, like, should I just drop it and let my good karma take over? Because in the overall, I think that's the best way to go. In my history, my good karma has always paid off when people have screwed me over, especially when it was unnecessary. You know, because this is a case where it's unnecessary. It's like, dude, you know, like, I just think it's kind of like a fucking punch in the balls. You know, for them to be like to let it go this far. And then I kind of like gave them an opportunity. Hey, by the way, no, really? You're not gonna, okay, cool. You're gonna sit there and pretend, yeah, he's stupid. He doesn't know any better. Knowing full well, God, this is hilarious. And then we'll end on this note. This is hilarious. The manager that the manager I was talking about earlier, and she's actually a good kid. I say kid, she's young as fuck, dude. I've never had a manager this fucking young. It's ridiculous. And that's because she has experience. She was a manager before this. Fucking nuts. What the fuck? I mean, fucking, yeah, dude. She's
crazy. I like young managers now.
Dude, it's a trip, dude. I don't want to give too much information about her because I don't want anyone to like look her up. But she's not even in her 20s. She's like 19 right now. And she was talking about her previous job that she had as a manager. And I'm like, how the fuck were you then? What the fuck? You know, holy shit, man. But she's like, but she knows her shit. That's why I respect her. I was like, but I mean, well, obviously you know your shit. I mean, you handle your shit, right? So what the fuck? But it was a trip because the other day we were having a conversation. It was just us, right? We're in the front. And I can't remember what we were talking about specifically, but at one point she said, what the fuck are you doing working here? And I said, why do you say that? I said, because if you know all this shit, like, you're like, you're so smart, like, what the fuck? I was like, I made a lot of bad decisions in my life.
Right.
And that's what, and that's pretty much all I could say. It's like, honestly, it's like, that's the thing. But that's what gets to me, though, is it like, one, mad respect to her for making that observation is, yeah, I'm actually a lot smarter than people realize here. I've realized over the course that I've been here, a lot of people underestimate me and think less of me, which is pretty much every job I've ever had. But yeah. I have more respect for her for acknowledging that. It's like, this guy knows a lot more than you realize. You know that, right? And it's like, oh, yeah, dude, I could fucking, like, destroy this place if I want to, but I'm comfortable here, you know?
Yeah.
That's why when I joke around, that's why my name tag says Daddy and Max Power. And that's why I do the shit that I do there. Because to me, it's like, you know what, fine. If y'all are going to treat me the way you do and pretend like I'm too stupid to realize it, then guess what? Here's what I'm going to do. Like every job I've had before this, I always make it work for me. I've actually fucking robbed places, man. I remember my first bartending gig. My first bartending gig ever. Like real bartending. I actually made drinks. We were getting robbed on our tips. We were getting paid a decent pay wage, right? But what they were doing is they were keeping our tips – and they were quote unquote counting them out and splitting them up. But we think you could have easily just skimmed some off the top, no big deal, right? Because because the amount of money that we were making just on tips alone, you know, they were skimming off the top. They were jealous. So what I did, and I literally stole full fucking liquor bottles from the liquor cabinet because we didn't have any cameras yet. We were barely opened up. The place had barely opened. We didn't have any surveillance yet. I stole several fucking liquor bottles from that place. I gave a couple away as gifts. But it was funny, dude, because you know what? Fine, man. You know what? One way or another, I'm going to get mine. I don't give a shit. And I did. And that's what I'm doing now. You know, and guess what? Statute of limitations does not apply here. You know why? Because one, I've not said where I work. And two, try to fucking find out how I'm skimming off the top. You can't. You know why? Because I'm better than you. I've been in this shit for fucking years, baby. Anyways, that being said, Joey, you gotta go ahead and wrap this up. I know you gotta get some, you gotta take a nap, and I gotta finish this beer and probably take a nap too.
yeah.
But
finish the beer that I got and fucking lay down.
Is there anything you wanna say before we shut down? I go to Max Power's final thought.
No, I'm good.
Well, that being said, then this is so good.
I said I'm just a little tired today.
No, but they fucking had you fucking running today, man. Shit. Mm-hmm. Well, that being said, Joey is tired, ladies and gentlemen, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to go ahead and follow through with what I like to call Max Power's final thought. Allah, Jerry Springer, may he rest in peace. Right off the bat, I'm going to keep this short, real quick. First and foremost, to Nicole Lamel, I think is what her name was, go fuck yourself, you're a piece of shit, and I hope you fucking die, and, you know, leave your boy to be an orphan. Guess what? You mentioned my kid, not gonna mention yours. Go fuck yourself again. That being said, also, though, I didn't actually mean that as far as your kid goes, but yes, I did. Now, past that, though, yes, I'm gonna post this up, I don't give a shit. In the overall, folks, look, everybody has a backstory. Never assume anything about anybody until you actually ask them what their story is, because you never know. You know, Joe and I brought this up several times on a regular basis, because we constantly bring up mental health awareness, you know, that everybody is fighting a tough battle. You do not, you, matter of fact, you should not ever attack anybody, regardless of what they say to you, unless you know what they're fucking actually going through. You know, maybe that person's having a bad day. Now, I understand, if that person hits a nerve to you, all you gotta do is say, hey, whoa, 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 hold on a second. Now, after that, if they continue to be a prick, okay, here's what I do. Punch them in the fucking mouth. I mean, as simple as that, man. Let me tell you something right now. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody needs to get punched in the mouth at least one time in their life. That way they know what it feels like. That way they can stop being a fucking asshole every once in a while. That's a problem with America today. You know, everybody gets so offended by words and can't say this, can't say that, cancel culture, PC culture. Ladies and gentlemen, they're words. It's called a joke. Learn to laugh. Life is too short. Life is too fragile. Life is so goddamn unpredictable. I mean, you never know what the fuck is going to happen. Every single fucking day, I wake up and I say, fuck! I woke up. And then I say, fuck yeah, I'm still here. That's not even a joke. You know why? Because I'm grateful that I'm alive, but I hate my fucking life. You know, I have so much to be grateful for, but my life sucks. That's the reality, folks. That's what life is. Life. It's gonna suck. But guess what? When it ends, that's it. There's no reset button. It just ends. So enjoy it while you got it. It's not one of those things, you know, where you don't know what you got till it's gone. When your life is gone, you don't get to look back and appreciate how awesome it was and try to get it back. It's gone. So understand that. Stop getting suicidal. Stop thinking about all these horrible things that are going on in your life. Appreciate what you actually do have in your life. Figure out what you can do to make it better and do it. Simple as that. That's all I want to say, folks. One more time, thank you to everybody out there for being a part of this. By the way, check out our website, dopeysoulcenter.com. If you have not already checked it out, we are working on getting more affiliates and getting more people on board. If you or anybody you know happens to be an entrepreneur, and or maybe you have your own podcast, you can actually post up your links on our show. We will not charge you unless you start making a profit. Until then, guess what? We are offering you free publicity. guess what, folks? To have a website costs a lot of money. I'm already paying for mine, so tell you what, I will happily allow you to use ours to boost yourself up. Because you know what? Your traffic gives us traffic, people helping people. It's a beautiful thing. That being said, this has been Don't Be So Sensitive with Joey Max Power. I'm Max Power, here with my co-host. Joey's obviously very tired. That being said, folks, y'all be safe out there. More importantly, be grateful.